So you just finished the soft touch procedure about 20 minutes ago.
Yes.
And how are you feeling?
I feel fine. I have little to no cramping. I feel completely normal, like I can go about the rest of my day.
Great. And how was the procedure?
It was actually a lot faster than I thought it was going to be, which was really nice. I was more worried about everything leading up to it. And I think that anxiety, but once you're in here, I felt like everything went so quickly, which is exactly what I wanted to experience.
Yeah, you were actually more nervous as I got ready for the procedure.
Yeah. I think it's just the thought of it is so much worse because you just don't know. And like, I never, you know, been through a pregnancy, obviously, and never been pregnant before. So it's always that unknown that kind of nags at you. But to have something go so smoothly for something that can, in my mind, can be kind of a horror show was really rewarding. And I couldn't have asked for a better experience.
Were you very clear on your decision?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I started a new job last week. I just am so focused on career, and I do have a steady boyfriend who I've been with for 6 years. So it was a mutual agreement. He's also, you know, in a career, and it was not right timing. And unfortunately, I had birth control fail, which it's unfortunate. And I think, you know, having early options for women that have who have to unfortunately go through that is amazing.
Yeah, you had been on birth control pills and were taking them reliably, and then you took some antibiotics for sinus infection, and
yes.
I guess your doctor didn't tell you to use a backup method.
Nope.
It's very unfortunate. I hate to hear these stories.
Yeah. You do everything you can, and you do everything in your power to obviously prevent it from happening, but I think if it does, having this type of option is just, it's the human thing to do. I mean, I just didn't want to go through an invasive procedure, and I didn't want to have a surgery or be put under. I mean, that was really scary to me, seeing, you know, what the other options were out there. That really freaked me out.
And did you do research into the abortion pill?
I did, yeah. And I my concern there was I didn't necessarily want to go through a multi-day thing. And I think it's, for some people, to have the option of doing it at home is nice, but for me, I just wanted to be done with it as quickly as possible and as painlessly as possible. I didn't want to have to go through cramping for, you know, 2 days or more and then be really struggling to get back to my normal self.
And you brought a friend to be by your side?
I did.
Do you want to say anything about this process? Or?
No, I know she was very nervous going into it, and we walked in and it was very serene and pretty peaceful, very peaceful.
Yeah.
And, you know, it helps with the psychological aspect of it. You really kind of soothes you as you walk in. You're not as uptight because you know that the procedure is a little bit more seamless and not as invasive. And
right. And I think the fact that you can even have a friend, I mean, that was
important.
Huge for me. Like, I think you just shouldn't have to be alone. It is, you know, as you know, kind of quick as it is, I think it's really important to have somebody, even like to go through the information and make sure, like, okay, you know, let me make sure that you know what you're, you know, I know that your head's maybe not totally there, so to feel like you have somebody to back you up, I think it's a great thing to offer people.
Yeah, I always encourage people to go to any medical visit with a friend.
Yeah, seriously,
because you can't hear, you can't remember anything.
Exactly, you know? Your mind is not on the details, that's for sure.
Anything else you want to say to somebody who's in this position? I think you're right. I think most women feel very alone in this moment,
mm-hmm.
even if you've got a partner of 6 years.
And right.
There's something very lonely about going through this experience, I think, sometimes as a woman. And I guess what I'm trying to do is break through that taboo, because nobody really talks about it, and I think that's part of why it feels so lonely.
Yeah, and I think it's a shame, too, because, I mean, I like to consider myself a pretty informed person, and I had no idea until this happened that this was even a possibility, and I think that's a real shame, because I think people should know that you don't have to do things, you know, the way they've always been done, and that there are options, especially if you're, you know, so early, that are just so much easier. If you're, you know, you don't have to experience as much pain, and you don't have to go through a lot of the side effects that some of the other options are out there. And I would say, too, I mean, I think definitely do your research, and then for me, I felt very confident in choosing this particular option and the soft touch option. I think, and even when Ashley and I were like kind of digging in, it just made so much more sense to me than the abortion pill. I just think it's such a better option. I would say do not hesitate to do it if it's available to you.
You told me you're in marketing and advertising.
Yes.
Was it clear to you how different soft touch was pretty early on and you're seeing it?
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, I think the website was great. I felt like you could read a lot about the procedure itself. I love that little step-by-step section because I think it's reassuring to know exactly what you're going to go through ahead of time. And I think reading and hearing from other people's personal experiences is great because a lot of it is just the unknown, I think. I think that was really the scary thing for me is just, I wanted to feel like I knew what I was going into. And I felt really confident once I had kind of read up about it, how successful it is as a choice. I think it even said it was more effective than the abortion pill. So that was, yes. I thought was really interesting as well. I had not known, you know, that this was even, you know, a thing that you could choose. So.
Well, thanks for taking the time. I think it makes such a difference to women to hear voices of women who've just been through this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I say I really do feel like I could just walk out of here and go about my regular day. I think as much as you can read that and be like, oh, okay, really? No, I have like very minimal, if not any, cramping at this point. I feel like almost my like 98% myself. So that was not actually what I was expecting. So I feel very comfortable walking out of here and just going about my day.
Yeah, I try to explain that the procedure isn't an invasive procedure. I mean, literally, we're just dilating the cervix and then bringing down your period.
Mm-hmm.
Your period sheds every month, so we're
right.
just helping that come down. So it's not like your uterus has to recover. Once it cramps in response to the procedure, it contracts.
Right.
That's a reflex. We want that to happen. Once it relaxes again, you've gotten your period and you're kind of back to normal.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said. I mean, it feels just like, you know, you would every month. It doesn't feel any different or any more painful than that. If you've had a period, that's pretty much what it feels like.
All right. Thank you again for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.